check.
You are so obvious, Alexei.
That, Valery, is for you to discover.
Then, so.
Would you sacrifice your queen?
A necessary sacrifice, my friend, because all your exits are now blocked. Checkmate.
Checkmate.
So simple a strategy you did not even consider.
Ah.
But then I was always a master.
Mm.
But you, 2 years away from the West and still so soft.
You've never been trapped, Valeri. Waiting. Knowing the net is closing, that there is no escape. And then prison. Cameras, microphones, watching, listening. And only thoughts, memories to remind you that even the best can make mistakes. If it had not been for Charlie Muffin, I would have killed myself.
Charlie is a survivor. You recall his rules, huh?
Study your opponent, assess his strategy, only enter the game when you are certain. A victim.
But most important of all, ensure your escape route. Charlie Muffin. To have had him on my side.
Charlie would never have crossed over, no. What he did was simply in self-defense. But now, to exist the way he does, looking over his shoulder, never knowing when they will get him. That is worse than any prison.
Until he's taken?
No. Until he gets careless and is taken.
Clap Hands. Here Comes Charlie. The novel by Brian Freemantle, dramatized by Jeffrey M. Matthews, with Philip Jackson as Charlie Muffin.
Bugger. Move, Charlie. The rolls, Charlie. Remember the rolls. Willoughby's rolls. Assess, attack, and always ensure an escape route. Down this alley, behind the garbage. Don't make it easy for them.
Wait here.
C'est pas. This bottle? Voilà. I don't see him.
Noisy.
Je m'en fous.
Uncoordinated. You stupid tit, Charlie. They're amateurs. A couple of greasy junkies. And you panic. Not professional, Charlie. Still, you made it. Means you've still got something left. No matter what Edith says.
Muggers? Well, maybe. But you, Charlie, what's happened to you?
A couple of greasy junkies, Edith. Nothing to worry about.
Well, then why did you run?
Huh? Well, I panicked a bit, love, that's all. I tell you, Paris is perfectly safe for both of us.
Is that why you're drunk every damn night?
Drunk? Never. Bit sozzled, maybe. Just something to do. Now, come on, have one with me.
No. You know something, Charlie?
What?
I never thought I'd feel sorry for you.
Oh?
Oh, every other emotion. But never pity. And that's all that's left, Charlie. Pity.
How about love?
Love? You made that difficult, Charlie. Very difficult.
Yeah, I suppose I have. Just I get so bloody bored. Been thinking. Zurich. Maybe we should move back. And you do like it there.
And how long will we stay this time?
Permanently. We get shot of this place and the house in Brighton. Stay in Zurich. And we do know it's completely safe there.
Nowhere is completely safe.
It's over 2 years, Edith. Cuthbertson's no longer the director, so...
Nothing changes, Charlie. No, they will not give up. Not until you're dead.
I'm a survivor, Edith, remember? Right. It's settled, then. One quick trip to England, then Switzerland.
Not England.
Come on, Edith. We can't leave 300,000 lying in a bank. One last visit,
Only if you promise me something.
Anything.
We just get the money, nothing more.
Sure.
No pilgrimages.
Pilgrimages?
To Archie Willoughby's grave. I don't want you going there.
I must.
Must? When you know that they'll be watching it. Risking everything on a stupid, sentimental pilgrimage. Archie would never have wanted that.
One visit, Edith. One last visit. I do owe him that.
Oh, yes. And you always pay your debts, don't you?
Ah, London. You know, Wilberforce, I really love this town.
Americans usually do. However, Smith, you realize you've done me out of a trip to Washington and created a precedent.
Really?
Garson Rutgers, your predecessor, generally summoned us to the other side.
And we know what happened to Garson. And seeing I'm a new broom...
Your visit isn't simply to make my acquaintance.
Speaking frankly, as one new broom to another, not exactly.
Then?
Our new president did make a few promises.
Some of which have to be kept.
Errors by the last administration. Loose ends which need tying up. It's all in a policy document.
I had something similar from the PM.
So, we share the same old problems.
Which I believe should be resolved as soon as possible. But certainly not before lunch.
Enter.
You sent for me, Valeri.
You may be seated, Comrade Barenko.
A formal meeting, General.
Answers, please, Comrade Barenko. I require answers.
Of course. Once I know the questions...
Your teaching methods, your lectures at the spy school. You are satisfied with the progress?
It is a routine curriculum, General.
So you're 20 years in the West? Your knowledge, you consider that routine? This is not the answer I expected from a loyal Soviet citizen.
I apologize, Comrade General, but the repetition. I confess to a certain boredom.
So the salary, the apartment, the automobile, the dacha in the hills for your personal use, not to mention the authorized vacations at Sochi, you find them boring as well? Yes. Yes, I think I must do something to cure this boredom.
But my record, Comrade General...
deserves some small recognition. So.
A Lock's Curtain.
The wine you always said is the best. Of your face, Alexei. A gift from the British ambassador, which, knowing your addiction, I decided must be shared. Well... You approve, eh?
Of the wine, yes.
But not of my jokes? I could not resist. Now, drink. Drink and forgive an old comrade, eh?
Of course. Oh, these fine vintages. I really miss them.
But not for much longer, Alexei.
Huh?
The Romanov collection in the Armitage... The British would like to exhibit the jewels in London.
Ah, the Minister of Culture would never agree.
The originals, no. But since there is a new British government, we will allow them the Fabergé replicas.
Still a king's ransom.
In need of protection.
The British special branch.
Aided by our special cultural attaché in London.
Obviously.
Unfortunately, it was necessary to recall him, ill health. And since you were so bored...
You forget. I am persona non grata in Britain.
I forget nothing, Alexei.
So?
Your network was blown by two men, Sir Archibald Willoughby and Charlie Muffin. One is dead, the other...
There is still the new director.
Wilberforce.
Yeah.
Let us say he's too concerned with other matters. Well, to be precise, with Charlie Muffin, so he will not be too concerned by a minor change of personnel at the embassy.
And Charlie?
In deep trouble.
I owe him a great debt. You know their plans for Charlie?
No, but there have been certain leaks. They indicate that the British and the Americans plan to make an example of him. Correct past mistakes.
Charlie will expect that. When do I leave?
Your documents. The accreditations are ready. When is up to you. It is not clear yet what Wilberforce will do, but I do know that Charlie Muffin is alive. So, my friend, enjoy your visit and ensure no harm comes to our valuables.
Excuse me.
Something up then?
Grave. I can't find it.
You got the name? When he was planted?
Willoughby. Archibald Willoughby. About 2 years ago.
Ah, yes. Let me see. Family vault, yeah. Over there, behind that iron fence. Your relative?
No. Why?
Oh, just... Well, he doesn't have many visitors.
Oh. Well, thanks. See you after, maybe.
You will, mate. You will. Grasscutter to control.
Yes, Grasscutter.
Inform Wilberforce his package has arrived. I repeat, his package has arrived. At last.
Charlie? Charlie Muffin?
Shit. Sorry?
You don't remember me?
No, sorry.
Rupert Willoughby. You worked for my father. Oh, what an incredible coincidence.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Well, you know, passing. Thought I'd pay my respects. But... Well, excuse me. Bit of a hurry.
We have to talk, Charlie.
Can't, not now.
My father, Charlie. Business? To do with my father?
No time.
Well, my card, Charlie. Phone me as soon as possible.
I'll do that. As soon as I can. Cheers.
You must, Charlie. It's damned urgent.
So I was getting out of here. You stupid prick, Charlie. You deserve to die. Edith was right. Slow down. Escape route. Through the gate. No one following. So forget everything except getting Edith safely to Zurich.
Charlie Muffin, gentlemen. We've got him.
Congratulations, Wilberforce. Congratulations.
For what?
For doing better than you did, Rutgers.
Okay. So, when do we kill him?
We don't.
We don't? Jesus. So tell me, why not?
Because the errors made over Muffin in the past cannot, must not be repeated.
You don't have to remind me.
No. But to keep Muffin in proper perspective, we must remind ourselves of certain events.
Which occurred prior to my appointment.
But which could affect your future. Agreed, Rutgers?
Just quit rubbing it in, will you? Okay? Okay.
4 years ago, we uncovered a complete infiltration of NATO. Alexei Berenkov, the KGB general heading the operation, was taken, tried, and sentenced to 40 years. It was a disaster for Moscow. We then heard rumors that General Kalyanin, KGB chief of operations, was about to be purged, needed political asylum in the West. We negotiated his defection and arranged to pay him $1 million on the night he crossed over in Vienna. But, as we discovered to our cost... The whole operation was a conspiracy, designed by Muffin and Kalyanin, which led to the capture of over 400 of our agents and the directors of both our intelligence services. To get them back, we had to release Berenkov. And in the meantime, Muffin disappeared with the money, aided by Berenkov.
So, what's the problem now?
Your capture, Mr. Rutgers, as well as that of my predecessor, caused major problems for both our governments. Changes to our security systems, personnel. So whatever we plan for Muffin now cannot, must not cause any further embarrassment. Simply killing Muffin will not guarantee that.
Why?
Because Muffin is no longer in England. We picked him up here briefly, but he managed to get out.
Jesus H.
And now?
We have him under surveillance in Zurich.
So? We take him out in Switzerland.
Oh, very unwise. Especially since we have no guarantee that the Swiss authorities will cooperate.
That's never stopped us before.
Possibly not. But since your president and my prime minister have pledged their belief in open government, we cannot risk even the possibility of a scandal. But more important, Muffin may have taken certain precautions.
Such as?
Anticipated his exit. Arranged for an automatic release of documents and information from a bank safe deposit, say. And until we know...
Well, how the hell do we check that?
Easily. Using a way that'll bring Muffin back to England faster than a tame dog answering a whistle.
Charlie.
Hmm?
Are you awake?
Yeah. You?
For quite a while. Do you really have to go back?
It is necessary, Edith.
But they can't find us here, can they?
I overlooked something.
What?
Rupert Willoughby. I forgot how close he was to his father. If I don't meet him, he might contact the department. And to give them a lead.
But you said they'd never discover Zurich. We did come back the same day.
I still need to check.
And risk exposure. Is that what you want?
I'll be careful, love. Very careful.
And the money.
Depends. But I'll try and get it.
Suppose Rupert has contacted them. It'd be a trap.
Won't know until I see him, will I?
Oh, it's no joke, Charlie. Oh, God, how I wish you'd never done it.
So do I, but... Come on, love, I've apologized.
Yes. Yes, you have. You will take care.
I'm a survivor, Edith. Always remember that.
But you're completely alone now. And with it all going wrong, I'm frightened. I can't be without you, Charlie.
You don't have to be. Besides, I'm not completely alone. Not anymore.
I think you'll enjoy this.
Thank you.
Well?
I'm not much of a connoisseur, Smith, but... Excellent. Cabernet Sauvignon?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not French. Californian?
Ah. Yes, only wines from the U.S. of A. will be served to distinguished guests. A presidential directive for all embassies.
Obviously one of his better ones. So...
So, it is a bank, isn't it?
A bank? Now, what on earth gave you that idea?
Checked our files. $1 million. Our money that vanished when Muffin took off from Vienna.
So?
You didn't mention it this morning. Ergo, you must know where Muffin has stashed it, along with anything else that could embarrass us, right?
Absolutely. Yes, we have located the bank.
How?
Through Archibald Willoughby, an ex-director.
I thought he was dead.
He is. But he recruited Muffin. They became extremely close. We've had his grave watched for 2 years.
And your hunch paid off?
Yes. Muffin was spotted at the cemetery last week. Followed to Brighton, where he met a woman. His wife, Edith. We followed them on to Zurich. It was obvious they'd been living in Brighton for some time. Neighbours gave us the name they'd been using. Mr. and Mrs. Archibald. Well, after that, tracing a bank account was routine.
So?
We also uncovered a safe deposit.
Ah.
Certain steps are being taken to get into it.
Of course. You know something that puzzles me?
What?
After Vienna, why Muffin didn't head straight for Moscow?
Oh, he'd never do that. Oh, no, no. Whatever else Muffin is, he's no traitor.
Then why the hell did he do it?
Survival. We sent him on a mission to East Berlin. Unfortunately, he discovered we were prepared to let him die. It was in the national interest.
It still is. Do we have to be personally involved?
Well, who else can we trust?
Mm. Well, you know something. I'll bet the president never had this in mind when he promised to correct past mistakes.
Oh, but that, Smith, is precisely all we're doing. Correcting past mistakes. The pity is that neither the president nor my PM will ever appreciate our efforts.
I appreciate your coming, Charlie. I really do.
I said I would, Rupert.
Well, since my father died, I'd always hoped you'd make contact.
It has been a little difficult.
Yes.
You do know my father committed suicide?
No. I was in Moscow, a job. But the department said it was natural causes.
Cirrhosis of the liver. There was that. But it was the way they treated him turned him into an alcoholic. And when he realized that's what he was, he got hold of some barbiturates.
I'm sorry.
He left several notes. The one for the police put the fear of God up them. Spelled out everything. The shits in the department, their mistakes. And his forecast that if they weren't moved, they'd make a bloody awful mess of everything.
I shared that opinion.
Wilberforce took the whole thing over. Used the Official Secrets Act. The inquest was quashed. My father wanted you to know the truth.
I see, but...
I told you he'd written several letters. I got them just after he died. One of them was devoted entirely to you.
Oh?
He said you were the best operative he'd ever created. Really appreciated your friendship. Funny, but I was almost jealous.
They wouldn't be that proud of me now.
Your guilt was pretty obvious at the cemetery. Especially as I know they were looking for you.
How?
The links with my father. I used to visit his office sometimes. Got to know faces. There was always someone in the cemetery. Around the grave. I recognized them as department. And I had several visits from them as well.
Wanting to know if I'd made contact.
A fellow called Snare, particularly. He doesn't like you.
He wouldn't. So what did you tell him?
Nothing. They destroyed my father, Charlie. Killed him. Now, I've no idea what you did, but you hurt them. It's hardly likely I'd turn you in for doing what I'd have given my eye teeth to do.
Maybe not.
It's 5 weeks since we met at the cemetery. 3 since you telephoned you'd be coming. Now, if they knew about it, every entrance to this building would be sealed.
And the outer office cleared.
That's not.
Satisfied?
Yes. Sorry.
You need a drink. What would you have done if it were a trap?
Probably killed you.
It'd still have got you.
Yes, but I'd be alive.
Alive?
They could hardly eliminate me if I'd committed a public murder.
And they want to eliminate you?
Yes.
God, it's obscene. 2 men sitting in the middle of London using words like eliminate instead of planned, premeditated murder. How do you do it, Charlie? How do you kill a man?
It's necessary sometimes. No, not as often as you might think. Thank God.
It disgusted my father as well. Of course, Wilberforce and the department would say his talking to me was a breach of security. But the killing did horrify him. And now I know about you. Whether I want to or not.
Only their verdict, not the cause.
Was it serious?
For them.
I see. Yes?
Are you ready for lunch, Mr. Willoughby?
Yes, bring it in, please. Your reaction at the cemetery. Well, just thought you'd prefer eating in private. Now I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
There's just one thing, Charlie.
Yes?
What you did. Was it illegal?
They couldn't try me for it. No, all I wanted to achieve were changes your father believed necessary.
Then you have nothing to fear from me. The opposite, in fact.
The opposite?
My father thought they were gunning for you. He asked me if the need arose to help.
You have already.
But he wanted to do more.
Oh?
He was a very rich man, Charlie. He left over 750,000 after tax.
Good Lord!
£50,000 of it to you.
Ironic. 50,000 plus interest when I don't really need it.
He wanted you to have it, Charlie.
That's why I'm putting it to good use.
How?
With 250,000 in the Brighton Bank plus Willoughby's legacy. That's more than enough to be a Lloyd's underwriter. Sort of, anyway.
Sort of?
A silent partnership with Rupert.
And he's agreed?
Yes.
Well, you did warn him. The risks?
He laughed. Said underwriters took risks every day. So you see, Edith, going to the cemetery wasn't such a balls up after all.
Oh, you're fun again, Charlie.
I'm sorry. But, well, before it was boredom. 2 years doing sod all. Now?
You're certain it's safe?
It's safe. I checked out Rupert's company. No links with any business used by the department. And then I watched him, morning till night, for 3 days afterwards to see if anyone made contact. Nothing.
You can't be 100% sure.
99 is good enough.
It never used to be.
Edith, it's more than 6 weeks since the cemetery. Over a week since I saw Rupert in London. And here I am, back in Zurich, right in the open. Now, if Rupert wasn't genuine, I'd be dead. We both know that.
I suppose you're right.
I always have been. What's that for?
Nothing. Just thinking.
What about?
You. That you've come back. Tell me something. Honestly.
Honestly?
You regret it all, don't you?
The people who died, yes.
That wasn't your fault.
But for me, it wouldn't have happened. That was the bad part. But the department, exposing that load of tits. No, I'm not sorry about that. Perhaps the money was a mistake. It was necessary to make the Calianian defection seem genuine. But my taking it, yes, that was wrong.
£500,000, Packer.
Stuff it. Now scarper back to your nick.
I'm no policeman, Packer.
No? Then what are you?
Your benefactor, old man. Providing you cooperate.
And if I don't?
I'll have you right back on that ferry. Of course, if you're missing Parkhurst.
Right. So I got form. But from now on, I'm kosher.
A craftsman like you. That does sadden me. That lock-up of yours. In Wimbledon.
What lock-up?
The one Z Division don't know about. Still full of P4 plastic. Detonators.
You did say £500,000.
Maybe more. And that's your share.
A bank?
Obviously.
Still tricky.
Not when you have all the details. Plans, alarms, strong room mechanisms.
Very professional. But it's still going to need equipment. More than I've got.
Then provide a shopping list, old man. And don't look so worried. I'll be with you every step of the way.
I'll get it.
No. 2275.
Alox Cordon. You understand?
Alox? Yes. Yes, I understand.
It is imperative we meet tomorrow, 10 p.m. The train to Steinhausen. The last car. And be careful. Gas and Rutgers and a team from Langley are in Zurich.
Sod.
Who was it, Charlie?
Alexei Berenkov. He wants to see me.
You took all precautions, Charlie.
No one followed me.
Ochinorat was the idiot.
It's good to see you too, Alexei.
Still the same old Charlie. The same old brown suede shoes. But you've put on weight.
Booze, boredom, you know.
Leads to carelessness, Charlie.
Of course, you're never careless.
Not anymore. Also, I have a job. I'm going back to London.
A different job from before, I hope.
That's all in the past, Charlie. I've retired. Now it's simple policing. The Roman of Jewels, that is, the Fabergé replicas, are being exhibited at the Tate Gallery. I am seconded to look after them. It is pure routine.
And, of course, Valery Kalianin has nothing to do with it. You do still see him?
We are good friends, and he did send you his regards, should they happen to meet you.
Seems you have. How the hell did you trace me?
It was very simple, Charlie. Willoughby's grave. We also kept a man at the cemetery.
I am getting careless. Well, what is it you wanted to see me about?
This morning's London Telegraph. I have marked the paragraph.
Brighton bank robbery. £500,000 taken from safety deposits. Highly professional team. The bastards. The
cunning bastards.
So it is of interest. I cannot say this officially, but let us say certain key personnel in your old department are still under surveillance.
And?
This robbery. It appears that Mr. Snare, whom we both know very well, was deeply involved.
Who else?
The orders must have come from Wilberforce. After discussions.
With Langley? The CIA?
Konieshna. They now have a large team in London. The new director, Onslow Smith, is with them. It is a concentrated effort, Charlie. I
have to watch out then, won't I?
Even in Zurich. Gas and Rutgers will stop at nothing to get you. I owe you much, Charlie. So be very careful and never forget what I once told you. Kill yourself, but never let them cage you.
It's over, Charlie. Now, for God's sake, pack.
There's no point.
Oh, don't be damn stupid. We have to run.
Where to? But there could be a way out. Maybe. If I go back to Brighton.
No.
Think, Edith. The police will check everyone with a safe deposit. If I'm not there to be questioned, I could end up a prime suspect. Someone who rented a box simply to gain access to the vault to plan the robbery.
All they'd get is a name, Charlie. And that's false.
Make me an even bigger suspect. Especially if they check with the passport office, get our pictures from the application forms.
We do have other passports.
But still with our pictures in them. There's no way we can change those, love. And once they're circulated through Interpol... No, I'll be safer seeing the police.
Safer?
It's the department that's after me, not the police. I satisfy them, I'm free. I can come straight back.
Oh, and Wilberforce will let you do that. He's baited a trap, Charlie, and you are walking straight into it.
No. For the first time, they've given me the advantage.
What?
Time. And that gives me the chance to fight back.
£1 million bank robbery, Mr. Archibald. And you didn't contact us?
But I have, Superintendent Law.
Most people got in touch immediately.
Exactly. Realized you'd be inundated by people who'd lost real valuables, since all I lost were a few documents, insurances, didn't consider it that urgent.
You had no cash or valuables in your box?
Valuables, no. Cash, possibly a few hundred quid.
The exact amount, sir?
Say 500. And travel a lot, you know, put any odd cash left back in the box. Use it the next time. Yes, I'd say 500, Sergeant.
A mite expensive, isn't it, sir? Renting a safety deposit for stuff most people would keep in a drawer?
Possibly, but I, Superintendent, am a stickler for safety. Considered my bank would provide greater protection than here. Ironic, isn't it?
Isn't it? And you're luckier than most of the people we've interviewed.
Oh?
All the others lost bonds, jewellery. But even your documents were left intact.
But the money was gone.
Yes. All 500 of it.
Then I'm lucky all round.
Sir?
I only lost 500. Enough, but obviously far less than the others.
Just now you mentioned travel. Do a lot.
House here in Brighton, another in Switzerland, move between the two.
Very pleasant.
It is, very.
And how long do you plan to stay here in Brighton this time?
Depends on business.
What business is that, sir?
Oh, finance, investment, you know.
You're a financier?
My passport says clerk, but yes, I suppose financier would be a better description.
Any particular company?
Willoughby, Price and Routledge, in the city. I deal personally with Mr. Willoughby.
I see. A financier. Yet you only keep £500 in your deposit box?
Obviously, Superintendent. Money that's not put to work is dead. To make money, you don't leave it in a safe.
You're interested in making money?
Isn't everyone? Now, if there's nothing else...
Just a formal statement, sir. Tomorrow will do, at the station.
Tomorrow? Suppose I could make it. Yes.
And if you could let us have your address, including the one in Switzerland?
Why do you need that?
Always like to know how to contact people, sir. Just in case.
Right. Have it for you tomorrow, then. And don't hesitate to contact me.
Oh, you needn't worry about that, sir. I wouldn't hesitate. Not for a moment.
500,000 dollars, gentlemen, as promised. Just about half of the cash Muffin stole from you in Vienna.
Congratulations. Mr. Snare, you found nothing else?
I searched the box personally.
Nothing but cancelled cheques, bank statements, insurance policies. Nothing that could embarrass us.
We're completely satisfied that Muffin took no precautions.
Then we can kill him.
Well, no. At least not yet.
Ooh, why the hell not?
Because it isn't over. We haven't finished with him.
We've got our money back.
Only half. The rest will come from the Russians.
The Russians?
Kalyanin has sat in Moscow for 2 years, laughing, mocking, ridiculing me. Now I intend to return those insults with interest.
A Tate Gallery? You must be joking.
I never joke, Packer. Tonight you and I will carry out the robbery of the century.
But a Tate? I mean, the security, the alarms.
Trust me, Packer. Now listen. We will enter here. A manhole in Islip Street. Go through the sewers until we're here. Right under the Tate. From then on, we work very carefully. Now, details of the alarms. Note them well.
Vibration pads in a floor. First six pressure activated. And how did you get all this?
From friends. Now, as to equipment, tell me what you need. And again, everything will be arranged.
And what are we after?
Jewels. A collection of jewels.
The Fabergé collection? You're crazy. A month ago, we agreed a plan. It has been carried out successfully. Muffin is on his way. So let's end it. Take him out. Make no more waves.
There will be no waves.
No waves! You hijack their jewels, Moscow will go bananas.
Quite. Even more so once I leak the information about Muffin. That he's a silent partner in Willoughby, Price and Rowledge. The company that insured their precious collection.
No, stirring up the Kremlin is out.
It's purely temporary. Especially as we don't intend keeping the collection anyway.
No.
Priceless, identifiable jewels. They're no value to a thief. No way to fence them.
Well, then why steal them in the first place?
For the same reason any identifiable item is stolen, so it can be sold back by an intermediary to the insurers. Saves them money and gets the goods back as well.
And how do we benefit?
Well, don't you see? The Fabergé collection, apart from one or two items, will be returned to the Kremlin. I'll have put Kalyanin in his place, and the only sufferers will be Rupert Willoughby's company. They'll have to pay out for the missing items. Muffin will lose his investment. The remainder of what he stole from you.
Ha ha! Clever! Yeah, I like that. I really like that.
Oh, Muffin will see the irony, all right. And that's why I want him kept alive. To be around to see all his investments vanish.
Bloody waste of time.
Sorry, Gov.
Stupid buggers at Regional. Reckon the bank was done by the Mafia.
Good as any, Gov. The biggest bank job in years, indications of a professional job everywhere, and what have we got? No whispers, no gossip, no nothing.
All right, Hardiman, so it's an outsider, but then I reckon that days ago.
Yeah, but who could set up a job like this?
That, Sergeant, is for you to discover. 120 deposit boxes. And one of the owners holds the answer.
My money was on that bloke Archibald. And then the cocky bastard shows up.
Bugger's your theory a bit?
Well, I'd hardly pull off a job practically next door to my house and then risk coming back to make a statement. But...
What?
I'm not sure. The feeling that Archibald was used to interrogation. Knew exactly how to react.
Right. And there was something else. For a financier, he was scruffy as hell. Frayed shirt and those suede shoes.
That's money, Gov. Means he doesn't have to bother.
Maybe. But with a house like he's got, another in Switzerland. Yeah, only has 500 quid in his deposit.
He's not the first one who's lied about the amount. That's just tax avoidance, surely.
Could be. But... Let's keep an eye on him. Who knows what might turn up.
Who knows?
Checks and balances, Wilberforce. No deal. Sorry.
The plan is foolproof, Smith.
Maybe, but Muffin's unpredictable. He pulls something, the whole setup goes.
Not once we have the jewels. From then on, it's a natural progression. Not even Muffin can affect the outcome.
The police, there's risk there, and seeing they're already involved...
After tonight, they'll be more than satisfied.
Oh?
Packer. The safe breaker we used in Brighton. We've booked him again. And after Snare hands back the jewels, the police will receive a message. Anonymous, of course. Packer will be arrested, with most of the proceeds from Brighton.
And when he talks...
About what? Some fellow named Brown, who set up the robbery, then vanished, who'll believe that? Especially from a villain like Packer. You see? Every detail covered.
No. No, it's still too risky. It's totally unnecessary. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry as well, but I'm afraid there's very little you can do to stop it.
We'll see about that, Mr. Wilberforce.
Oh, I do hope you're not ending our cooperation, Smith.
No, I am not. It's you who have just done that.
Stink. Blimey. Worse than a public bog.
In Paris, visiting the sewers is a tourist attraction, Packer.
Sounds eating frogs, mate. What a...
Relax. It's only the rats.
Rats? Ooh. Bleeding things give me the shakes.
I'll save those for later, Packer. Now. Yes, we're right below the Tate. Just here. Now, that's where we'll go in. We'll have to work fast.
No problem. We can drill straight
through. There are vibration alarms in the flooring.
Vibration alarms? How do you do it?
Do what?
Get all your bleeding info. It's like a bloody guidebook.
Precisely, Packer. Which is why I never get caught.
Oh, thank Christ we're out of there. Now what?
You keep your mouth shut. Careful on the steps, they're pressure activated. Good. Now, the collection should be right ahead. Yes, here, in these cabinets. But first the wall panel. There's an alarm console inside. Open it.
I'll need jump leads to bypass the circuits. Of course, you know the sequence. Supplied by your friends, I suppose.
You suppose right. Red to blue. Blue to orange.
Yep.
And back to red.
Clever.
Not when you know the secret. Good. We've still 40 minutes before the security patrol.
All clear to go ahead, then.
So help yourself. Not the actual crown jewels, Packer, but as near as makes no difference.
Blimey. That? What is it?
A miniature train. Usually kept in the Kremlin Armory in Moscow.
Diamonds? Rubies? I never saw nothing like it before.
Just put it into the bag. And the Easter eggs as well.
Think of them in a necklace. Beautiful. Beats me. What sort of people had jewel trains? Easter eggs?
Rich people. Very rich people.
Yeah. But didn't they all get killed?
Only because they were stupid, Packer. Made mistakes and didn't even realize they were making them. Right, that's it. You know what you've just done, don't you?
Of course. Just blagged a safe.
No, Packer. You have just carried off the jewel robbery of the century.
Hello?
I have the embassy in London for you, General. Comrade Baronkov.
Put him through, please.
General?
Good morning, Alexei.
Hardly. You've heard the Fabergé robbery.
Who hasn't? Wilberforce has been very clever.
Very. What will we do?
Nothing. We do nothing.
But...
Think, Alexei. To make more than normal diplomatic protest will alert Whitehall. Show Wilberforce we know all about Charlie and his association with the insurance company. No, 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 no. I will not give Wilberforce the satisfaction of knowing we can no longer make fun of him.
He knows that already.
But we cannot, must not admit it. Do you understand, huh?
Games. Yes, I understand. And Charlie.
What about him?
It would be marvelous if he was to win.
Marvelous, but unlikely. Unless, of course, he can change the odds.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen, please. Right. Now, some of you may have guessed that I've brought you to London because of your involvement 2 years ago in an operation that ended your active careers. Well, I can now tell you, as a result of a long investigation by MI5, you could be back in business. Charlie Muffin has been located.
Would the director care to expand?
Mr. Brayley, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Brayley, the whole business handled by the British and ourselves must remain classified.
Classified? Mr. Director, we were all heavily involved in that damn fiasco.
Exactly. So for the present, all I will say is that no immediate open action is planned. But in view of what we know about Muffin, his unpredictability, I intend to mount a covert, flexible response initiative.
Hey, I get it. We've stopped working with the Brits.
No. On the surface, the cooperation will continue, Mr. Rutgers. I have not lost confidence in the British or their plans, but I will not allow this agency to take a subservient role in their continuing operation. With the benefit of their information, we are going to establish our own independent operation. When the shit hits the fan, I still want us in the clean white suits.
But Muffin will be taken out, right?
Oh, assuredly.
But he's mine. That's understood?
Understood, Rutgers, but only when I give the order.
Blind alleys, Hardiman. How many more owners to check?
About 20, Gov. Frankly, I reckon we're beaten. It's a dead end.
Forgotten the basis of routine police work, Sergeant?
No.
Statements, Hardiman. Good old-fashioned copper-on-a-bike statements. It's in there somewhere. All we've got to do is find it.
Right, Gov, but look...
Crime is not solved by brilliant intuition or startling intellect. We go back to the beginning, Sergeant. Turn out all those bright young suds who spend their time watching TV and admiring the Mafia. And we visit every deposit box holder and take a fresh statement. Then we practice straightforward routine. Compare everything they said the first time with everything they say the second.
And if nothing shows...
We go back again. And again. Till we shake the bloody clue out of the woodwork.
It could take time, Gov. Now with the tape job... For instance, Archibald. That scruffy financier bloke.
House in Switzerland?
Yeah, right. He telephoned to say he'd be in London for a week. On business.
Don't care how long it takes. I want it done. If he's not back in a week, contact that firm he gave us and get him back. I want everyone seen again. Everyone.
Acceptable risks, Charlie, but not this.
No. Underestimated Wilberforce. Careless of me.
Wilberforce? Then it was the department.
It's bloody obvious. He's had us under surveillance from our first meeting. Discovered from documents in my deposit box that I'd invested in your company. One single operation and he's hit all of us. You, me, and the Russians.
I don't understand.
The insurance cover. Tell me about it.
Usual procedure. Valuable or high-risk items like the Fabergé collection. The government goes to Lloyd's, takes out comprehensive cover. We underwrite it.
This time for $2.5 million?
The value of the collection. The claim's in already.
But you'll stop.
It's usual. In case the thieves go for negotiation, sell back. But now, if it's the department...
No problem. Wilberforce or whoever's acting for him will negotiate. What's the normal settlement?
Varies. Usually 10% of the cover.
10%. He's certainly spelt it out.
What?
10% is 250 thou. Exactly what I invested with you.
So?
They want $1 million from me, Rupert. They got half in Brighton, this is the rest.
But you said you'd done nothing criminal.
Criminal? They decided I was expendable, tried to kill me, so I took them for $1 million. The penalty I imposed on them for being abandoned.
Even so.
Like your father was, remember?
All right, Charlie.
The last time I saw your father was here. The garden was full of his roses. Archibald Willoughby's. And I lay malt. We finished the bottle. Talked about the department. The Eton Mafia. Tits who thought it was all a game. We chose different ways to fight back, that's all.
And now?
They'll try to kill me again.
And you're still not frightened?
Not anymore. No. Taking the jewels was their error. The one I've been waiting for. Your father was very good at that.
What?
Waiting for a suspect to make a mistake. I know the pattern now. It must be either Wilberforce or Snare. Maybe both. And I learned a bloody sight more from your father than they ever did.
No. You've got to get out, Charlie. Go now.
Run? That's exactly what they'll expect. Anyway, I couldn't go through the last 2 years again. Not without going mad.
You've no alternative.
Just one. The robbery was aimed at you. Your company. Oh, some of your syndicate may end up in the red. But you, all you lose is my investment. This time you've been let off with a warning. The next...
What are you after, Charlie?
More help.
Go on.
Tomorrow. I want you to make a couple of phone calls. Then I'll need some of your office staff.
Why?
A small job.
I'm sorry, Charlie. No, I can't. I won't put my staff in danger.
Neither will I.
Or involve them in anything illegal.
There's nothing illegal in travelling around London, sticking to a rigid timetable.
What on earth are you on about?
Decoys. 20 blokes dressed exactly like me, crisscrossing London, with you and me somewhere in the middle.
Doing what?
Nothing.
I don't understand.
Exactly. And neither will Wilberforce. And by the time he does... Well?
Very well. But with a great deal of reluctance.
Good. Then let's celebrate.
Celebrate?
Right. And as publicly as possible.
No, it's not what I expected. And frankly,
God damn
I can't...
it, man. Right now, according to your prediction, Muffin should be tunneling deep into the woodwork, not busting his gut on champagne at the Savoy.
Obviously, we must find an explanation.
Obviously, and until we do, the bastard's safe.
Brayley, you've worked with Muffin. What's your reading?
Difficult. As we know, Charlie Muffin never sticks to a pattern, follows no rules. So despite our checks, investigations, something's been missed.
It could be a bluff.
It could be anything, Mr. Snare, but until I know what...
Yes?
What? No. Damn well stay on watch.
The Savoy. Muffin has finished dinner. The Riverview restaurant. Now he's booked a suite.
Under what alias?
None. He took great care to register as Charlie Muffin.
Enter.
You didn't lock the door.
At the Savoy? You had breakfast?
No. And I didn't sleep either. I'm terrified.
I'm not. Here, get this down here. Do you good. Milk?
Please. You've not changed your mind, then?
No. The phone calls?
Done. Edith, Mrs. Muffin, will be at the Zurich Telephone Exchange exactly at 11, their time.
And the bank appointment?
The Mount Street branch at 3:15. I've arranged the rest as well. 20 of my clerks said it was to do with a robbery, a possible sellback.
Good. Now, routes, methods of transport, timings for each one. They're crucial, so make sure they stick to the schedule.
Frau Archibald, Ihr Anruf aus London, Nummer 3.
Thank you. Yes?
Are you all right?
Yes. The apartment here, it is monitored then.
Better safe than sorry, love.
You mean they're on to us? That second robbery wasn't a coincidence.
Well...
Brighton, then the Tate. I'm not stupid. And I did work in the department, remember?
I know. But I've got a way out.
No. You're going to be killed, Charlie. That's why you called. To say goodbye. Like you did with Archie Willoughby, when you started this whole bloody mess.
No. I called for one reason. To say I love you.
Oh, Christ, Charlie, I'm afraid. There's nowhere left to go. Nowhere. And I can't run. Not again, not anymore.
Why didn't you tell me, Edith, before? I'm really sorry, love. Really.
So am I.
I need your help, Edith, one last time.
What?
The spare passports. Get them from your bank and come over. Use the ferry.
Then what?
Rent a car in Dover and start touring. I've posted the route to you. You start in Oxford the day after tomorrow. Got that?
Yes. Contact always on the third day.
Right. So make sure you're in the specified hotel every third night.
I will be. But...
What?
Well, after a month, Charlie. After I've driven round with no contact because you're dead in a ditch somewhere, what happens then?
You're talking to a survivor, love. I don't expect to be dead.
But suppose it does happen, Charlie. I have to know, Charlie.
You'll know. You'll get a call from Rupert Willoughby. I love you, Edith.
Promise me something, Charlie.
What?
If you manage it, if you survive, you'll tell me that more often.
Every day.
It's 3:10.
Right. Let's make for the bank.
If I wasn't so scared, I'd be laughing. A brown Burberry with a grey trilby.
So?
You look rather odd, that's all.
Intent of...
You're quite sure we're being followed?
Stake my life on it. In fact, I am. There's the bank. 30 minutes in there, then what?
Out. Cross Mount Street. Towards the underground car park, hail a taxi.
No. We pause as though looking for a taxi.
Of course. Sorry. Pause, then jump into my car as soon as it drives up from the car park.
Right, and then we leave the rest to your driver.
You lost him? How, Snare? How?
Cars, taxis, the underground. Andy had a hell of a lot of help. With no pattern, we couldn't adjust quickly enough. We should do something to Rupert Willoughby.
What? Arrest him for playing silly buggers in the rush hour? I'm sorry, but we've more important things to worry about.
Another British foul-up?
No different from yours, Rutgers. What happened to your men?
Our men?
Crew cuts. Ivy League suits. They weren't exactly invisible, you know.
Well, yes, we did have a few around, you know. A precaution.
Which didn't work. Oh, look, we both messed up. What matters now is recovery.
How? Muffin could be anywhere by now.
But still traceable. At the bank in Mount Street. Muffin went in there with a briefcase and rented another safe deposit box. So?
Another robbery?
We must find out what's in the box.
Not me. Not again. It's ridiculous. We're practically turning ourselves into a crime syndicate.
Oh, hardly, Snare. And we do provide you with every possible safeguard, so there's minimal risk.
I'm still breaking the law.
For a justifiable reason.
Then let someone else do it. One of the Ivy League brigade.
Not possible. You're the only operative who can control Packer. Sorry, it's the only way.
No, it's not.
No.
You're forgetting Muffin's wife. Sooner or later, he'll contact her.
Of course, yes. Yes, yesterday's report from the Savoy. Here. Muffin made a long telephone call to Zurich from a phone box in the hotel lobby. The number he gave the operator is...
The main Zurich telephone exchange. There was no way we could bug that.
It's not important. Remember, I was in Zurich before. I know the woman and her apartment.
Well, it's all yours, then. But I'd still like to know what Muffin's stashed in that safety deposit box.
And you will.
No.
It's all in hand, Snap. The relevant drawings will be with you by morning.
So, tomorrow night, providing Mr. Snare can be persuaded...
He will be, Smith. I assure you, he will be.
How's it going, Sergeant?
Oh, still a load more statements to repeat. But so far, nothing.
It must be there somewhere.
Well, there's been an odd overnight report. You know, we asked Uniform Branch to keep an eye on that financier's house.
Yeah, go on.
Well, the copper on last night hadn't done it before. He got the impression there was some sort of separate observation going on. Wondered if we got our wires crossed.
Oh. Anything from the officers on the previous nights?
Well, I checked them. Two others had the same impression.
Well, the stupid buggers didn't mention it.
Well, they reckon we were doubling up.
Archibald, eh? Has he been interviewed again?
No, not yet. He did phone. Said he'd be away for a week or so on business.
Yeah, that company's with...
Willoughby, Price and Rowlidge. Yeah. They confirmed he's with them. Reckon I should contact them.
Ah, mustn't frighten the rabbit. Now, let's find out a bit more about Mr. Archibald first.
It's all in his file, Gov.
Is it? I wonder. Keep thinking about that remark he made.
Remark?
When we interviewed him. About being a financier. even though his passport described him as a clerk.
Nothing much wrong with that, Garth.
Maybe not, Hardiman. But why don't you just check with the passport office, just in case there is?
Charlie. Oh, sorry. A bit wet.
Where did you park?
About 100 yards back. God, you look awful.
I've been here all night. Still, it seems to have paid off.
They took the bait?
Had to. Yeah, they arrived just before I phoned you. Snare and another bloke. 50 minutes. By now, they should just about be in the vault.
Your info. Don't know where it comes from. But
don't get curious, Packer. Just get on with it.
All right. This sort of strong room door. Bleeding kid stuff.
A private bank. Most probably still use an abacus.
A what?
Doesn't matter. Now what's wrong?
Nothing. Sling over to P4. Have to warm it up a bit. That Russian stuff. What's the SP on that?
Insurance negotiations take time.
Just asking. Get that paid out and I'll retire. Right. Right. Now we light the blue touch paper and stand well back. Beautiful.
Go on, then.
Evan. That's what it is. Evan. There's thousands and thousands.
Just get on. Where's box 48?
This is 22, so... Right. There. Second shelf. Need a hand?
No. No, I'll do this one. The bastard. All right, Packer. Out.
Come on, mate. There's thousands more yet.
Yet, I said move. Do you understand? Move!
Leave off. You're mad. Absolutely bleeding mad.
You could be right, Packer. That's the trouble. You could very well be right.
Charlie.
Hmm?
There, across the street. It's Snare. I don't recognise the other one, though.
An outside rental. Wow. They're splitting up.
Two cars?
Yes. I'll tell Snare. You take the other bloke. Right. Just get his car registration.
Car registration? Why?
Well, we need his name and address, don't we?
Right.
And once I'm sure of where Snare's going, I've got a little surprise to arrange for him.
Really, Snare? At this hour? Surely a telephone call...
No, you had to see this right away. Look at this. It was the only thing in his deposit box.
Clap hands, here comes Charlie. Yes, you were quite right, Snare, quite right.
Sounds like a challenge.
That is precisely what it is, a challenge. The point is to what?
The Fabergé collection, stolen. When?
Snare discovered the loss early this morning.
That bastard Muffin.
Well, we don't know that. Packer, the safebreaker, could have followed Snare home.
Oh, sure, after clap hands. You've been suckered. Well and truly suckered. And you goons took no damn precautions.
Of course, you'd have stored the collection in your embassy.
No, but I'd have made damn sure that wherever I stored them was secure. I'd have had so many men watching the house that not even a mouse could have taken a pee without them knowing. But what does Golden Boy do? Sticks the jewels in a tin can under his floorboards.
A safe. Installed by departmental technicians.
Which Muffin opened while you two were trying to work out what the hell was going on. Oh, jeez, if this gets out...
It won't. And... I am sorry, Smith.
Sure.
It's obvious why he did it.
Yes, keeps Moscow happy and gets friend Willoughby off our hook.
Well, fortunately, the damage is still minimal.
Yeah, right.
Well, we did intend to return the damn stuff to them, eventually.
After we got Muffin.
Wait a minute. We can still do that.
Oh.
His wife has left Zurich. Right now, she's at a hotel in Crawley. Garson Rutgers is right on her tail. And the moment Muffin makes contact...
I wish I was that certain.
So, what's the flaw?
Just what it's always been.
Charlie Muffin.
Да здравствует 1 мая, день международной солидарности трудящихся в борьбе против империализма, за мир, демократию и социализм. Ура!
May Day celebrations! All this for what? To prove to the West we are prepared? Wars are not won out there, Alexei. It's you, me. But welcome back. Look weary, my friend.
Tension. London. It revived too many memories.
And Zurich?
Zurich?
You did pay a short visit.
It was personal.
And necessary?
Like Charlie Muffin. I never forget. Always pay my debts. And since then, he has been of some assistance.
Resolving problems he has caused. The collection has not yet been returned.
No, but it is perfectly safe. Apart from one or two small pieces.
Really?
Some jeweled eggs and the replica of the Imperial train are still missing, but Rupert Willoughby has assured the embassy that they will soon be recovered.
Then he knows where they are?
Oh, yes, General. I am quite certain he knows where they are.
Searching my home? Preposterous. I warn you, Superintendent...
Law. Superintendent Law. And as for warnings, Mr. Wilberforce, I do have a search warrant. Of course, you know what we're after.
I have not the faintest idea. Now, I insist on a full explanation for this damned intrusion.
If you insist, tell him, Hardiman.
George Reginald Wilberforce, as a result of information received, we believe you may be able to assist us in regard to certain inquiries relating to the theft from the Tate Gallery of the Fabergé jewel collection.
My God. You don't understand. I must make a telephone call.
Later.
No, I insist on telephoning now.
Bingo, Gov. Here, behind these books.
Bloody hell. And I suppose you still require an explanation.
No, it's impossible.
Agreed. You have exhibited them rather well, though.
What?
A long railway coach lying between two eggs. Ha ha. Bit suggestive, wouldn't you say?
I suppose it gave you a laugh.
Oh, God. Now, Superintendent, you must listen. Your informant, did he give you the name of Brian Snare?
Your accomplice?
Oh, don't be a damn fool. Just tell me, did you raid Snare's home? Find similar jewellery?
I suppose we did.
A bastard.
Sir? Look, I suggest a full statement.
I am George Wilberforce.
We do know that, sir.
I am George Wilberforce, the Director of British Intelligence. So, Superintendent, you will radio your commander at once, tell him I want an immediate security blanket on this whole fiasco. Then you will telephone Downing Street, and the private number's in my desk. Say I wish an immediate interview with the PM. And that, Superintendent Law, is an order.
Rules of the game, Brayley. Succeed or resign.
Looks like Wilberforce struck out.
Fired on the spot. Thank God no one's got the full story. Now, you're sure we'll get out clean?
Yeah, the airlift's organized. USAF Mildenhall have a C-54 cleared into Heathrow for the men. There's a chartered leader for you. You can leave any time.
Right, maybe tonight, late. And the team?
All contacted. They'll all be on the C-54 by 1500.
Mm-hmm.
Take off for Andrews Air Force Base, 1515. Full diplomatic clearance approved by the British Foreign Office. Confirmed by customs.
Good. Well, I guess that's it then. You know, it's funny. I'd have enjoyed meeting Charles Muffin.
Charlie? One of his pet sayings. Charlie. My friends call me Charlie.
You liked him?
I called him Charlie.
Well, maybe if I'd met him. But now, well, he'll just be a real bad memory.
Coming. Charlie! Oh, Charlie! Charlie!
Whoa!
Charlie, I'm sorry. I've been so frightened, Charlie.
No need, love. It's over.
I thought I'd lost you.
Never. They make too many mistakes.
Oh, but you were lucky.
Yeah, they reacted exactly as I thought they would. I'll never get that close again.
Oh, Charlie.
Hmm? What?
Oh, make love to me, Charlie. Please. Oh, Charlie. Oh, it's been so long. So long.
Yeah?
Brayley. I'm at Heathrow.
You're late, Brayley. Have they all gone?
Not quite, sir. That's why I called.
Not quite? What the hell does that mean?
Well, there was one missing. I wanted to be sure, so I carried out a complete check. He seems to have vanished.
Who, for Christ's sake?
Garson Rutgers.
I'm sorry, love. About earlier. I wanted to. I did, really.
I know you did. Forget about it.
But I am sorry.
Don't be. There'll be plenty more times.
Yeah.
This was to be a picnic, Charlie Muffin. So...
Aha!
Surprise, surprise. There. Oh, a glass! A glass! Oh, you didn't spill a drop. I'm so glad.
Glad?
Your hands. They've stopped trembling. Before...
I was scared before, very scared.
So was I. But now that's over. For both of us. What's the matter?
Well, it was supposed to be me comforting you.
You do. And you have. And I love you for it. Oh, Charlie, you've made me so happy.
The Russians as well.
Oh?
They're jewels. They're getting back today. Rupert's delivering them personally, making quite sure he's off the hook.
I'm glad.
You're free as well.
Free?
You were tailed all the way from Zurich, a CIA team.
I didn't know.
You weren't supposed to. They pulled out this morning. Reckon the news about Wilberforce, his dismissal, scared them.
Are you certain they've gone?
Followed them all the way from Crawley to Heathrow. By now they're halfway across the Atlantic.
Maybe. The spare passports, Charlie. Look, they're here, in my bag. Let's use them. Go now.
We can't. At least not immediately.
Why?
I'm still linked to the two bank jobs, Brighton and Mount Street. They need tidying up so that I'm put in a clear.
How?
Well, both robberies were pulled by a bloke named Packer, with Snare's help. I got Packer's address, paid his place a visit. Stuff from both robberies is still in his garage, plus a regular little bomb factory. Plastic explosive, detonators, you name it. It'll take another anonymous tip. Same as we did with Wilberforce to get things tied up.
That won't take long.
A couple of days.
And then?
We'll go anywhere you like. But first... Brighton. Let's go home to bed.
Oh, I'd like that. Oh, Charlie. For the first time in weeks, I feel safe.
And I won't... Well, you know... It'll be fine this time, I promise.
That isn't important. Having you back is. Oh, Charlie. Oh, God. No. No. Look, behind you, Charlie.
God damn it. You're positive he wasn't identified.
Unlikely. Quiet stretch of river. We were just damn lucky he left the phone off the hook after he called in. Would never have traced the call box otherwise.
It's still a hell of a mess. And he was just sitting in the car.
Yeah, just sitting there, laughing. Car engine still running.
Damn lucky no one spotted him. But Weybridge, 10 miles from the shooting, where the hell was he going?
Oh, who knows? The airport? Maybe nowhere. Just trying to get away. We'll know as soon as he snaps out of it.
Gov!
Knuckles, Sergeant. Made for one purpose, knocking.
Oh, sorry, Gov, but, our financier friend...
Well?
Well, you asked me to check on his passport.
And?
Nothing wrong with it at first glance.
Well, go on, then.
Well, Gov, I decided I might as well look further. Checked his birth certificate.
Just tell me, Hardiman.
Apparently no such person exists.
Oh, curiouser and curiouser.
No, there's more. Shoved the birth certificate down to forensics. They say it's forged.
Routine police work, lad. Works every time. All right, you've done well. Archibald. Is he back at his house yet?
No.
Hmm.
That report from the locals about the observation.
I checked that as well. It's not on anymore. Which leaves us with that London firm of underwriters.
Enter. Will?
This, sir. Just in from Thames Valley. Reckon you want to see it.
Shooting near Windsor. Yes, all right. Leave it with me, Constable.
Right, sir.
Yes. Curious, sir. And even more curious, sir. Yes, take a look.
Victim's name, Archibald.
Coincidence?
Hardly, Gov. The ID on the body gives an address in Zurich.
The same apartment as our financier friend. Seems Thames Valley worked faster than you, Sergeant.
Yeah?
The last little tidbit. The passport on the body. Seems they checked it too. It's a fake.
Whoopee! I plugged the bastard. I got him.
Easy, Rutgers.
Oh, you should
hold his arm, Brayley.
Sure.
What are you giving him, Doc?
Just a mild sedative.
Ow! Hey, what did you...
That's better.
Just take it easy, fella. Easy does it.
Easy, yeah. Hey, Smith. Brayley. The Brits took it easy, but not me. No more foul-ups, not from old Garson Rutgers, let me tell you.
How long will it take, Doc?
A few seconds.
Bingo! Bingo! I shot the bastard. Yeah, like you should have done weeks ago, I got him. Bang! Me! I killed Charlie Muffin!
Easy, Rutgers.
Woo-hoo!
Jesus. You guys sure lead an asshole of a life.
You wouldn't believe it, Doc. Not in a million years.
And why the hell did you do it?
Why? I guess because it seems important sometimes. Right, Brayley.
Sir.
He goes out tonight.
Tonight? How?
The charter laid on for me. We still have blanket clearance. Rutgers takes my place.
He'll need medical care.
Right, then the doc goes as well.
Not necessary. Minor shock, and he'll be at Andrews in 7 hours.
So will you. I'm sorry, but I don't want anyone around who could be associated with this.
Shit.
What's the problem?
We forgot something. Edith Muffin's hotel in Crawley. Rutgers is registered there. His bags are still there.
Oh, damn. Right. I'll get Rutgers to Heathrow. You get to the hotel, pay the bill, and collect his bags. Bring him straight to the plane. I'll schedule takeoff for 5 minutes after you arrive.
So, you had no idea why there should be this strange business about the passport?
I've already said so, Superintendent. And as for his alias... We don't check birth certificates when someone becomes associated with us.
Then maybe you should, Mr. Willoughby, in the future. Now, these addresses, Brighton and Zurich, there wouldn't be any others?
Not that I'm aware of.
You will tell us the moment there's any contact.
Of course. I don't like to be involved in anything questionable.
The moment there's any contact, sir?
Of course.
Oh, Edith. I'm sorry, love. You. It shouldn't have been you. But I had to leave you. You know that. But I'll get them. I promise. I'll get them all. Every damn one.
Yeah? I want to talk to you, Packer. But first... Now, get inside!
Washington? Hey, you shipping me back?
Just a little R&R. You can do with it.
Woohoo! The piano lounge at the Mayflower. You gonna join me?
Sorry, can't.
Tough! Never mind, I'll tell Langley just how well it went.
You do that.
He's okay now, Smith. No reason for me to go with him.
Ah, the doc's right, you know. There's nothing wrong with me. Nothing at all.
I fully agree, Mr. Rutgers.
Well, I don't. It's a long flight to Andrews. You could be needed.
Mr. Smith, luggage is aboard. Takeoff procedures implemented.
Well, so long, Rutgers.
So long, pal.
I'll see you tomorrow, stateside.
All set to go, sir.
No problems, Brayley.
None.
Good work, Brayley. Now, you just take care of Rutgers until landing. Then have a couple of days furlough yourself. We'll meet up next week. Talk about your future.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Brayley.
What?
You and Smith? Pretty cozy, the two of you.
He is the director.
Well, so was I. And who knows, maybe next week.
Yeah, but right now I need a drink.
Sorry, no bar facilities.
Wrong. Hey, Doc, by your feet, my bag there, there's a bottle inside.
I don't know, Mr. Ruckers.
Oh, come on, Doc.
Okay, but keep it small. Well, which one's yours?
Which one? I only had one, the black one.
Well, they're both black. Hey, look, you decide.
Oh, gee. No, this isn't mine. What? A limey passport? Oh, no. Jesus, no.
Easy. Hey, look, it's just a passport.
Look at the picture, damn it.
Charlie Muffin.
Oh.
Keep an eye on him, Doc. I'll tell the captain. We'll have to head back.
Another game, Alexei?
And have you win yet again?
You do better each time.
Ah.
But you stay predictable. Not good, Alexei. Alok Skorton, the last bottle.
Ah.
The British ambassador is no longer generous. Oh, the embarrassment.
Mm. And still, no news of Charlie.
Officially, no, but apparently all the British files on Brighton, the Tate Gallery, the plane crash have all been impounded. Whitehall is so embarrassed they are even covering up for the Americans.
Ah, the Official Secrets Act, a useful device. And Charlie?
They say he died in the explosion.
You believe that?
For Charlie's sake, yes. It's better for him to disappear. But then he has always been unpredictable.
And a survivor.
I never thought helping you would end in such slaughter. Six people. You killed six people, Charlie.
Seven. He forgot Edith. She saw Rutgers coming. Didn't run. Took the bullets. If she hadn't shoved me aside...
An eye for an eye, Charlie. I can't accept that.
I can.
Without emotion. Regret?
I'd have preferred to kill just one man. Garson Rutgers. Well, that wasn't possible, so... Your father disliked killing. Avoided it as far as possible. He taught me the same lesson. Sometimes there isn't a choice. We didn't make the rules, Rupert.
Rules? So it's just an obscene game? You really believe Edith would have wanted that kind of revenge?
No, but I wanted it.
Well, if it's any consolation, you're free now.
Free?
Oh. I had a call from Superintendent Law. Seems a slightly charred passport was found in the wreckage. The police seem to think that you were on board.
Ah.
You're dead, Charlie. Case closed. Why did you do that?
What?
Put Edith's bag with your passport on the plane.
It was necessary.
But if they found your passport in a bag that shouldn't have been aboard, Rutgers wouldn't have died.
Oh, he'd have died all right. That's why the passport and bag were important.
How?
The bombs weren't in Edith's bag.
Not in... Then where?
In Garson Rutger's suitcase. Two bombs. P4 plastic with barometric fuses. Set to explode at 17,000 feet. I convinced our friend Packer to let me have them.
God. How did you get them in the suitcase?
Wasn't difficult. The hotel in Crawley. Rutger's luggage was still in his room. The problem was whether there'd be a baggage check... That's why I left Edith's bag in the room as well. A diversion. Something suspicious they'd discard. Apparently they didn't bother checking. I suppose it's too much to hope that Rutgers looked in Edith's bag and saw my passport before he died.
Did my father teach you to think like that as well?
He taught me survival.
And I thought I knew him. What will you do now?
Edith's grave. It's under some laburnums. Soon the pods will drop. Stain the headstone.
I didn't mean that, Charlie.
I know. But right now it's all I can think about. The day we met, by your father's tomb, the marble was shining.
beautiful condition. I'm going to keep Edith's grave exactly like that. Goodbye, Rupert.
Goodbye. You will keep in touch.
You know where I'll be.
Yes. And I'm sorry, I was wrong to criticize. I know they weren't your rules. And you have survived.
But they won the game. Wilberforce and Rutgers and whoever else was involved. This time they won. They really won.
In Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, the novel by Brian Freemantle, dramatized by Jeffrey M. Matthews, Philip Jackson played Charlie, Jennifer Piercy, Edith, Peter Woodthorpe, Baron Koff, Shandor Ellis, Kalanin, Barry Cookson, Wilberforce, Kerry Shale, Onslow Smith, Don Fellows, Rutgers, Geoffrey Whitehead, Willoughby, Philip Sully, Snare, Vincent Brimble, Packer, Brian Miller, Law, Ken Cumberledge, Hardiman, and Ian Michie, Brayley. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.
Next weekend, we've a very special offering from the BBC Radio Drama Department. It comes in two parts, the first on Saturday night, and the second on Monday afternoon. A thriller for the bank holiday.
In other words, something really evil. If, that is, you believe in the existence of evil.
Radio 4 presents, for the first time, the dramatization of a classic by P.D. James, The Skull Beneath the Skin. The mystery story starts in the London office of a Miss Cordelia Gray.
Yes, Sir George.
The job I'm offering is part bodyguard, part private secretary, part investigator, and part, well, nursemaid. No knowing how it may turn out.
I'm supposed to be a private investigator.
No doubt, but it doesn't pay to be too purist these days.
Making her radio drama debut, Greta Scacchi as the private detective Miss Cordelia Gray, with Richard Vernon as Sir George.
My wife is the actress Clarissa Lyle.
I thought I recognised her at Mrs. Fortescue.
She hasn't worked much recently.
Ah.
She was playing Lady Macbeth at the Haymarket. On the third night, she received what she saw as a death threat. These threats have continued intermittently ever since.
And what form exactly do these threats take?
Typewritten notes. Each one headed by a small drawing of a coffin or a skull. All of them are quotations from plays my wife has appeared in, and they all deal with death in one form or another. This weekend, my wife is to play the lead in a production of The Duchess of Malfi.
Oh.
It's taking place on Courcy Island, do you know it? About 2 miles off the Dorset coast.
Mm-hmm.
She's got hold of an idea that the threats may come to a head this weekend.
Oh.
In fact, that someone might try to kill her on Courcy Island.
The Skull Beneath the Skin by P.D. James. A drama within a drama, with Caroline Blakiston as the leading lady, Clarissa Lyle.
Death. That's what I'm afraid of. It isn't the fact of death. It's my death. There was never a time when I didn't see the skull beneath the skin.
A mystery for the bank holiday weekend on Radio 4.
We're here together, 10 of us, on this small, lonely island, and one of us is a murderer.